Pesach Sheni in Yonei is. The theme of Pesach Sheni is, es is nitok kein farfaun. It is never too late. Men ken alamo farichten. You can always correct and make things right. Afilu mishahoyo tome. Even someone who was ritually impure. Mishahoyo bederech recheiko. Someone who was far, far away. Oyafilu lochem. And even it was a case of lochem. Adosigivem birtsene. That the fact that he was impure or he was distant, it was deliberate. Von deswegen kann man misaken sein. Nevertheless, one is able to correct and make amends. This comes from a sicha of the Friedrich Rebbe, where he says, there are three shenis. By Chassidim, there was a maxim that said, there is the nefesh hasheni, the second soul, there is the ched hasheni, the second room, u'pesach sheni, and the second Pesach. Now the nefesh hasheni, the second soul, is what the Alter Rebbe revealed in Tanya about the godly soul that every person has, in addition to the nefesh abhamis, the animal soul. Then there is the ched hasheni. The Sheini is something that was also called by Chassidim Chabadnitze. This was a second room in the shul, in every Chassidish shul. The Mittler Rebbe instituted that you must have a second room. And he even decreed that Chassidim are not allowed to enter a shul without a Cheda Sheini to daven there. Now, historically, the idea of Cheda Sheini goes way, way back by the hidden Tzaddikim. We find that Alter Rebbe, when he was a young child of 10 years old, he would spend time in the Cheda Sheini, and the hidden Tzaddikim would spend their time davening all day in the Ched HaSheni, the second room, away from the crowd. So this Ched HaSheni was used by Chassidim to sit there and daven with intensity, to meditate. But the time of the Mittler Rebbe, when Chassidim and Misnagdim were having a hard time with each other, and Chassidim would come into a Misnagdish shul, they would create tension. In order to avoid this tension, the Mittler Rebbe said that a Chosid is not allowed to walk into a shul that doesn't have a Ched HaSheni. And since Misnagdish shuls did not have a Ched HaSheni, so this way he avoided all this tension. But this Ched HaSheni was created for who? For people to spend time in daven there. So the Rebbe says, it cannot be for Rabbonim. A Rav has to be in shul. It cannot be for Shochtim, because they're busy. But who is it made for? It's made for Chassidish HaBalabatim, that whenever they have a moment, they can tear themselves away of the day-to-day activity. They go into the Chabadnitze, and there they spend time davening. Then, there's Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is that it's never too late. You can always correct and make good, even if you were impure, even if you were very far away, even if it was intentional, yet you are able to correct. And obviously this means if somebody was in a distant way, he strayed off the path, he transgressed in a deliberate way, and you would think he can't make amends. So Pesach Sheni teaches that you can make amends. The Friedrich Rebbe concludes, when you take the Nefesh HaSheni, the second soul, and you bring it into the second room, the Ched HaSheni, and you have in mind the idea of Pesach Sheni, that it's never too late, you can always correct, then everything will get into order. What's important to remember is, the Pasuk says that the Yidden were complaining. They were impure, not because of their fault, but they were impure, and they could not bring Korban Pesach. They came to Moshe to complain. So it came from them, and the Eibishter responded, Ish ish ki yiyye tomei lenefesh, when a person will be impure. Oy bederech l'cheiko lochem, it'll be a distant path to you, deliberate. V'oso Pesach l'Hashem, you can make a Pesach for the Eibishter in the second month, which is Yudalid year. So the Rebbe addresses this, and he highlights the fact that you are able to make amends even if it was deliberate. And this is different to what we know, that if somebody says, I will transgress, because I can always do tshuva. So Chazal tell us that they will not assist them to do tshuva. But in this case, even if it was deliberate, Pesach Sheni says that you can make up as well. And we find the idea, even in Halacha, there is an opinion, according to Rebbe, that a child who, the first Pesach was still a child, or somebody who converted after Pesach, still he will be able to bring a Korban Pesach on the Pesach Sheni. Obviously, it is only to one opinion, but the idea is, because Pesach is the idea of birth, a person can be born. In other words, when you want to do tshuva, you want to correct something that was wrong in the past, and you want to correct it. In this case, it is birth from new. You're like born. This is what Pesach is. Pesach is the birth of the Jewish people. So everybody has a chance, Pesach Sheni, to have a new birth. And therefore, the past does not play a role, and this is why you can make amends. While we're talking about Pesach Sheni and the distant path, there was a whole discussion after the Six-Day War, when the Jews were in full control of the Temple Mount, and technically they were able to allow Jews to bring a Korban Pesach. The Rebbe held that it's not a good idea to be in Yerushalayim within proximity of the Har HaBayis, so you shouldn't be obligated to bring a Korban Pesach and then not bring it and you violate this mitzvah. But then after a few years when Israel gave up all its rights, so the Eden were not able to bring a Korban Pesach, then the Rebbe said that this no longer applies. And the Eibishter should help that Mashiach shall come and will be able to bring Pesach Sheni and then next year the Pesach Rishon.